You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is how to have great relationships. Christianity is a relationship religion, and the Bible has a lot to say about how to have great friendships. Scripture says that God himself is love. So the closer we are to him, the more loving we will become. Jesus gives us the ultimate example of how to love, connect, and have deep relationships. As we learn from him, we will have the humility and love we need to build great relationships like he did. 1 John 4:16 and 19. We know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. We love each other because he loved us first. 1 Corinthians 13:4 to 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Matthew 7:12. Do to others what you want them to do to you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teaching of the prophets. Philippians 2:3 to 5. When you do things, do not let selfishness or pride be your guide. Instead, be humble and give more honor to others than to yourselves. Do not be interested only in your own life, but be interested in the lives of others. In your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus. Ecclesiastes 4:9 to 12. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Proverbs 17:9. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Proverbs 16:28. A troublemaker plants seeds of strife. Gossip separates the best of friends. James 5:9. Brothers and sisters, don't waste your breath complaining about one another. If you judge others, you will be judged yourself. Be very careful. You will face the one true judge who is right outside the door. Proverbs 3:3-6. Stay focused. Do not lose sight of mercy and truth. Engrave them on a pendant and hang it around your neck. Meditate on them so that they are written upon your heart. In this way, you will win the favor of God and others, and they will think well of you. Place your trust in the eternal. Rely on him completely. Never depend upon your own ideas and inventions. Give him the credit for everything you accomplish, and he will smooth out and straighten the road that lies ahead. Proverbs 12:15. A fool thinks he needs no advice, but a wise man listens to others. Matthew 5:14. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm gonna hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Romans 12:16. Live together in peace with each other. Don't be proud, but be willing to be friends with people who are not important to others. Don't think of yourself as smarter than everyone else. Romans 13:8. Don't run up debts, except for the huge debt of love you owe each other. When you love others, you complete what the law has been after all along. The law code, don't sleep with another person's spouse, don't take someone's life, don't take what isn't yours, don't always be wanting what you don't have, and any other don't you can think of, finally adds up to this. Love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total is love. Colossians 3, verse 9 to 10. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Galatians 5, 25 to 26. We get our new life from the Spirit, so we should follow the Spirit. We must not be proud or make trouble with each other or be jealous of each other. Colossians 3, 12 to 14. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. James 3:17. But the wisdom that comes from God is like this. First, it is pure. It is also peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help people who have trouble and to do good for others. This wisdom is always fair and honest. 1 Peter 4:8. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. This has been Scripture Playlists from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.